What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock tonight as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios. Here tonight, only from Comcast, as Brian McLaughlin is producing the show. Great stuff as debut week for Andrew Souchunas in the Fanatic Baseball Show every Monday through Friday, 6 to 7. We follow him, so that should be fun all summer long. Tonight is the final night of the exit interviews. Last night it was Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid as the features. On Wednesday, it was Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler. Last night, Joel Embiid and J.J. Redick on Wednesday. Tonight, we close it out with some very popular players, as it turns out, for the 76ers, starting with the remaining starter, the lone remaining starter that we have not discussed as of yet. That would be Tobias Harris as the main guy here as we talk about him tonight. We will also get into Mike Scott, Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, and Jonathan Simmons. So we waited specifically for all of these guys simply because they are all of the players that were brought here at the trade deadline in February. February 7th was the trade deadline. Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, and Boban Marjanovic were brought in here on February 5th, 2 days before the trade deadline. Ennis and Simmons were brought in on the deadline, which was that Thursday, the 7th. And we're going to get into those players starting here tonight. We're not going to ignore the Jimmy Butler Instagram post. Joe Torti and I touched on it last night when it was posted. I was alerted by my brother, who actually sent it to me while we were doing the show. I had not seen it, and he forwarded it to me, and last night I said it, and we'll get into it, but I said that I did not see a problem with what Jimmy Butler did. All he was doing was simply saying, thank you, right? Thank you. That's what he said. Thank you. But we'll get into all of that, starting off with the exit interviews and Tobias Harris. And what you want to do with Tobias Harris, who will be a free agent this offseason, this summer, July 1, actually June 30th now. They're going to move it up a couple of hours so you don't have to wait until midnight, July 1, June 30th, 6 p.m. He will be a free agent where you have to make that decision on what you want to do with Tobias Harris. And it goes in conjunction with Jimmy Butler, who we spoke about yesterday, and J.J. Redick, who we talked about on Wednesday. What do you guys want to do with Tobias Harris? He is also going to be eligible, just like Jimmy Butler, for the max. 5 years, $190 million. The main thing right there is, do you want to pay him that kind of money? Talking with Andrew Souchunas as he was walking out, Brian McLaughlin producing the show again here tonight. I remember during that first, let's say, that February, the first month, he was here on the 5th. His first game was that Friday, which was the 6th. No, his first game was, I believe, that Friday, which was the 8th. And he had a nice game. I think it was a modest night, like 16, 17 points, whatever it was. Crowd loved him. Featured as the starting swing forward. The Sunday game was against the Lakers. That was fun. He went off in that game a little bit. People started to really take to Tobias Harris as he hit his stride, scoring points, hitting threes that we all know that he could do with his great percentages. There were people at that point saying, as the month of February ended, going into March, even a little bit into March, we need to max Tobias Harris out and not Jimmy Butler. I feel comfortable giving Tobias Harris that max money and not Jimmy Butler. We had those discussions, and I'm not saying anybody was wrong, because I think everyone knows how I feel for Jimmy Butler. 3 years, $100 million. Tobias Harris, 5 for 190. The difference there, 30 for Jimmy Butler by the start of the season, 26 for Tobias Harris when the season gets underway. Well, hey, now we are here where we've seen the playoffs, We've seen the end of the regular season. We've seen where Jimmy Butler has taken over as the leader for this team down the stretch. Tobias Harris has had his struggles trying to fit in the offense, has some up games, some downs. He's had a nice, the levels were up, you know, the peaks were up and down, right? Very high. And what do you want to do with him? What do you want to do with him? I certainly would like to bring him back. If you remember or you don't know, at the end of the Clippers season last year, he was offered a 4-year, $80 million deal by the Los Angeles Clippers, and he turned it down. He bet on himself that he was worth more than that. You know, he's been traded 5 times. He wants to find himself a home where he can be established and stay put for a long time. So he wants to sign a long-term deal where he feels comfortable. And this place here is a comfortable place for Tobias Harris. The question again is, what do you want to give him? So in your exit interview, what are you talking to him about? What do you want him to work on? And what are you trying to give him? What I want him to work on is more moves on the block. At 6'9", oftentimes we've seen it where he was matched up, where he had a mismatch on some smaller players, and I want him to take it on the block. A lot of that is the recognition as well from the teammates, recognizing it, identifying it, and giving him the basketball on the good spot on mainly the right side of the block, left side on your television screen, of course, where he can go to work on the smaller defender. A lot of times he had Kyle Lowry on him on the post in the playoffs. They did not take advantage of it enough. Sometimes, not too much. Danny Green also defending him at times on the block. So I want to see him a little bit more working on that. His handle is okay, but I think he can tighten it up a little bit. I want Tobias Harris to maybe tighten up a little bit more on his ball handling overall. I don't need him to necessarily be a playmaker, but when people are flying at him, closing out hard on the three-point line, trying to run him off the line, cool. Take that 1-2 dribble, step in, dip in for a 2, and if not, if you don't want to do that and you want to keep going, I need your handle to be right enough to get to the basket and finish at the rim, hopefully getting a foul opportunity as well, because he is a 80%+ free throw shooter, very reliable in that sense for the 76ers if he has to get to the free throw line. I love Tobias Harris in that way as well. Secondly, well, third, his defense is his weakness. I think we all saw that. We all recognize that. He and J.J. Redick were the weaknesses on the defensive end. I don't know how much better he can get, but you know what it is. Really, defense is all about effort. Just like we're talking about rebounding, getting the loose balls. He helps out on the glass defensively. He will get you some rebounds. When Embiid was out, he would get you 14, 15 rebounds at that forward position to help out for the starter in place of Joel Embiid, to help out Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler crashing the glass. He will get you rebounds. But defensively, he's playing a lot on the perimeter. Sometimes he's going to have, like we saw against the Toronto Raptors, he's going to have to defend Pascal Siakam sometimes. Kawhi Leonard sometimes. He has to be able to move his feet a little better. The anticipation a little bit, just sliding his feet, beating his man to a spot where he's a plus defender, if you will, for Tobias Harris, even though that's not a strong suit. You need that from him if he is to return to the 76ers this offseason. So those are my things that I would like for Tobias Harris to work on in the offseason. I would like to bring him back. I would prefer not to have to give him 5 for $190. If we can do something lower, 4 maybe, $140, somewhere in that range, I would like to bring him back. If I can negotiate something smaller than that, 4 for $120, I would like to do something like that. He is going to be close to a max player. He may not get the max, but he's going to be close to it. I like Tobias Harris for his outside shooting. I like him for his athleticism and size for this specific team, where he's able to stretch the floor for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, get going where he's had nights where he can make it easier for Butler and Redick as well. If they are also returning to the 76ers, I like Tobias Harris. I thought it was a good deal at the time. They gave up a lot, but so what? You have to give up a lot sometimes to get something. and he was a borderline all-star. I would like to see him just like I would like to see Jimmy Butler with a full offseason, a full training camp, a full preseason to start the regular season off, and a full 82 of regular season games with the 76ers. I think he was a tremendous addition to the team, and I think that can continue for this basketball team, adding Tobias Harris and bringing him back in the offseason as a returning player for this basketball team. You made that move to keep these players, Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, lock him in. So let me give out the numbers, 610-632-0975, exit interviews. Final day, Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, James Ennis, Jonathan Simmons, Boban Marjanovic. Those are the guys we are featuring tonight. Mike Scott really started to pick up steam late in the season, as people really started to see his value of what he was and who he was as a bench contributor, where you can play him upwards of 25 minutes a night and play him at different spots, specifically the four, stretch four, the five, the toughness that he brings, the outside shooting where sometimes he'll go 5 for 7, 6 for 8. Then he'll have those nights where he goes 1 of 4, 1 of 7. He can shoot. It's going to be an up and down thing, but you have to live with it. You know you're going to get maximum effort, though, from him every time he is not now out on the floor. I think he is a nice piece for this team. I would like Mike Scott to come back, maybe on a 3-year deal, maybe somewhere in that mid-level exception type money where he's going to get about $5 million a year, $15 million over 3 years from Mike Scott. I can live with that. I can live with that with Mike Scott. I love his toughness, and you know, like I've been saying, I just like him because I want to see if he's going to punch somebody in the face and set a tone and let everybody else know around the league that he's a tough dude and he's going to stand up for his players, which we saw against in his cancer when cancer started to get a little mouthy with Ben Simmons while he was still with the New York Knicks. No, the Portland Trail Blazers at that point, he was with the Blazers. He got in his face, wanting, of course, to be on the floor during the time against the Brooklyn Nets where Jimmy Butler had to run and get in Jared Dudley's face, take that ejection, that technical, and all that. Mike Scott can also bring that toughness that we all know that they need. And he has the Mike Scott hive now. How about that? People getting tattoos on their rib cages and legs and stuff. Listen, I like the guy a lot, but I'm not doing that. And by the way, as we talk about Jonathan Simmons later, real quick, briefly, Jonathan Simmons, because I know nobody wants to get into that, let him walk. Remember, I keep bringing it up. Try to tell people when a trade happened. Mike Scott, you will like. There was one game specifically where he and Jonathan Simmons got over 15, 20 minutes, and they looked like they were minuses out on the floor. They were minuses on the floor that night. Everybody played poorly. Lumping him in, Mike Scott, with Jonathan Simmons. No, let's not do that. It's not a good idea. He's a much better contributor to your team than Jonathan Simmons was. I try to tell people. I get stuff wrong. I mean, I do. The guys out there that I liked coming out of college that really did not pan out. Chris Dunn has not panned out. Emmanuel Mudiay has not panned out. I get them wrong too, right? Mike Scott, I said you would like him, and I think a lot of people do, in fact, like Mike Scott. James Ennis, I like what he brought. I'm not tied to him. I did like what he brought to the team once he was added to the squad. Elton Brand was a fan. He made it known that he had been talking to Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets, trying to acquire James Ennis for quite some time. Finally got it done for the stretch run. And he contributed big time down the stretch for Brett Brown as he rounded out his rotation. James Ennis was that first wing off the bench, and he helped out quite a bit for this basketball team down the stretch in the regular season and certainly in the playoffs. So I'm, depending on what the money might be, we'll see about what you give James Ennis. I like what he did. Let's see what else they do. Boban, loved the whole thing. Saw him earlier in the week on Tuesday when I had the opportunity to screen John Wick 3 early. Loved it. Liked his role in it. You know he can play. It's a situational thing. He is not the primary backup for Joel Embiid. I'm sorry he's not the primary guy as your backup. He's a nice backup. He can give you 10 to 15 minutes some nights. I remember when the trade happened and you got him as a backup center for the stretch run, February, right? spoke to somebody in the league and they said, hey, seen him a lot. Nice player, but you can't count on him every night. You just cannot. The league is different. It's too small sometimes. They're going to pull him away from the basket. They're going to take him off the dribble. They're going to allow others to get to the basket because you now have him guarding the perimeter instead of roaming the paint as a rim protector. I'm not tied to Boban either. If I can find someone more athletic as a backup for Joel Embiid, I would prefer that type of player. I understand he and Tobias Harris are best friends. This is not a Morris Twins type of contract where you have to give them the contract together. Uh-uh. Let's talk about that as well. 610-632-0975. And finally, Jonathan Simmons. All right. See you later. See you later. That's where you really want your minutes to go to Zaire Smith as a reserve for the 76ers. So that those are the focus guys for our exit interviews tonight, the final night of the exit interviews. We did them Wednesday, Thursday, and tonight. Wednesday, the starters were Embiid and Redick. Last night, the starters were Simmons and Butler. Tonight, the starter is Tobias Harris with the reserves of all of the other players that came at the trade deadline. Mike Scott, Boban in that deal with Harris, and then Ennis and Simmons separately for the Philadelphia 76ers. So what do you want those guys to do in the offseason, specifically Harris? And what kind of money do you give Harris if you want him to come back? The same with Mike Scott. How about James Ennis? I know a lot of people like those players. So where are you in terms of their return to the 76ers this offseason, as the Sixers have a lot of decisions to make with so many guys, free agents? And you got to fill out a roster, right? You have to fill out a roster. Draft is 24, 33, 34, a pick in the 40s, a pick in the 50s. The main picks, of course, 24, 33, and 34. Maybe at least two players from the draft could potentially help out your bench. That's something that we'll talk about as we go along. And maybe that will help make the decision on who you get on June 20th versus wanting to bring back players like Boban, Ennis, Scott, and Simmons. 610-632-0975. The Jimmy Butler Instagram post posted last night. Joe Torti and I spoke about it last night as it dropped during our show at from 9 to 10 together. Same deal tonight. We will share the mic from 9 to 10. Joe will go till midnight. Jimmy Butler says to Philly and my teammates, thank you. Two hearts at the end of that caption for his post, with him signaling to the crowd, let's go. As I pointed out last night when this dropped, I did not find any hidden message. I did not find any straightforward message of I'm leaving, thank you for everything. I loved it here. I just simply saw it as a couple of days had passed. Reflect on the season. I had a nice time here. Thank you to the team. Thank you to the city. Thank you. That's all I read into it. No, I'm leaving. No, I'm coming back. It was simply a thank you. Ben Simmons did a thank you. Joel Embiid did a thank you. And while, yes, they are two players that are under contract, Jimmy Butler is not, and you have to negotiate a deal with him, I just saw it as a thank you. He knows where his leverage is. He knows what he did in the postseason. He knows he's going to get a max contract one way or another, whether it be the Sixers or another team that has the cap space to offer a four-year plus max deal for him. I did not read anything into it. What did you guys read into it? I heard it throughout the day. Heard it up until 6 o'clock with Mike. I think some people are overreact. A lot of people are overreacting to this post, stating that he is not coming back. I have now the opportunity to speak to you guys about it. Maybe we differ. 610-632-0975. Exit interviews for Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, and Jonathan Simmons. Who are you bringing back of those five players? Are you bringing any of them back? And if you are bringing Tobias, Mike Scott, and any of those back, how much are you willing to give them years and money and the Instagram post for Jimmy Butler. You guys have something to say about it. Let's talk about it. 610-632-0975. I am running until 10 o'clock tonight. 9 solo, sharing the 9 o'clock hour with Joe Torti, Brian McLaughlin producing the show. So let's have some fun on this Friday night. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Glenside with Tony with the exit interviews here on The Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. It's a Friday night. We got to wind down the season at some point. Why not now?
Hey, listen, man. This is my wish list. Okay, it's not anything for anyone else. But the Morris twins are available. Now, one of them is 6'10", the other one is 6'8". They both shoot the three, and they tough as nails. And we can bring back the Broad Street Bullies here with the Sixers because we need some toughness. Tobias is okay, but I've never seen a 6'10 guy get his shot punched so many times at the rim.
That's the last lack of explosiveness, that athleticism, yes, that we talk about. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yes. So now my thing is, you get the Morris twins, you put them in the middle, you put Embiid in the middle of them two. Both of them can shoot the three. The one Morris twin like the post. Actually, both of them like
the post. They both like the post, but I will say, as you point out, the getting punched at the rim, neither of them are necessarily as athletic as Tobias Harris either.
No. They're a little bit more tougher than
No, they're
Tobias.
Tougher. I'm talking about the athleticism that you're speaking of.
But they're not high flyers over the rim. But they will dunk the ball down the middle. They will get tough rebounds. They will help Joe Embiid. They will help Embiid get rebounds. Plus, the one twin is 6'10". He can double for the backup for Embiid when Embiid sit down because he plays center.
Yep.
And now, one other thing. You move Jimmy to the two, put Redick on the bench, and you got Ben Simmons. Now you got a five-man rotation. You got five players that don't need any help on defense. You stick your guy, I'm going to stick my guy. And we're going to play tough defense. We're going to win these games with defense.
Well, let's see how it goes, man. Thanks so much, Tone, for starting things off. Yes, we know it all starts with the defense for the 76ers. Defense, pace, in space. That's the motto of Brett Brown. That's what he likes to do. That's how he likes to initiate his offense from the defensive end, as they like to get out and transition and get some things going. Defense, pace, transition, and space when it all comes down to it. 610-632-0975. That's how we're doing it tonight. We've been doing it since Wednesday. The exit interviews for the Sixers, the final night tonight. Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, James Ennis, Boban Marjanovic, and Jonathan Simmons. Are you bringing any of those five back? And if you are, as a feature, of course, Tobias Harris bringing them back, what type of deal are you looking to give Tobias Harris? 610-632-0975. Jimmy Butler's Instagram post, you can talk about that as well. I read nothing into the fact that he said to Philly and my teammates, thank you, but a lot of you did, and you did not like it. Now, I will say this on the other side. I've talked about it before. Spoke to somebody in the league all the way back in December, and they had something to say about his availability at the end of the year and where he might end up. Philadelphia, somewhere else? We'll talk about that on the other side right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver it to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
It's Macy's One Day Sale with incredible deals of the day. Price so low, you don't need a savings pass. Like chic and comfy designer pillows, $5.99. Save 20% plus an extra 15% on handy small appliances. Take 60% off bold Charter Club damask sheets and bedding. And jumpstart your vacay with 60 to 65% savings on luggage from Samsonite, Delsey, Travel Pro, and more. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's. Macy's.com/StarRewards.
This is Andrew Salchunas for the Fanatics Weekend Action Report presented by Action Rental. For the first time in a long time, we do not get a chance to watch the Sixers play this weekend. For now, we turn our attention to the Phillies, who play at home this weekend against the Rockies. Saturday's game starts at 4:05, and then Sunday they play at 1 o'clock. If baseball isn't enough, the first place Union plays Saturday night when they take on the Seattle Sounders. This was your Weekend Action Report presented by Action Rental. Workers needing equipment, stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental today, online at actionrental.com.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and Sorry. Coming!
Here's your ducky.
And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring PGA Championship coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at shoparmin.com. The Armin team, closer than you think.
Well, guys, spring is in full swing, and the only thing warmer than the temperature outside is the action waiting for you on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Take a listen to everything that's going on this week alone, people. Right now, DraftKings is running a special baseball five-run promotion. If the team you bet on scores five runs but then loses the game, DraftKings will refund you a free bet up to $25. If baseball is not your thing, there's still plenty to bet on. Come on. The conference championships in hockey and basketball, some basketball games tonight with golf. Second major also happening all this week. As we speak, the DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all. Over-unders, player props, in-game betting, and special odds boosts every day for the biggest games. With so much going on, there's no better time than to make your first bet. Plus, DraftKings will give you a risk-free bet up to $500. But remember, while you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app anywhere, like I did, you must be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. I have to tell you one more time, download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the code FANATIC at sign up. And for a limited time, when you make your first bet, DraftKings will give you a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code FANATIC to make your first bet and receive your risk-free bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirement. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports Talk for West Philly.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Zelton Brand, the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. You're listening to Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, Elton Brand has some work to do this summer trying to convince Tobias Harris to come back on a fair deal. The same possibly with Mike Scott, James Ennis, Where does movie star Boban Marjanovic fit in this plan? The same for Jonathan Simmons. What's going on, y'all? As we hang out until 10 o'clock here on The Fanatic, Brian McLaughlin doing a great job producing the show. As always, I'm Devon Givens, Joe Torti in at 9, and we get to hang out from the 9 o'clock to 10, 9 o'clock hour until 10, talking about some of the exit interviews that we're speaking of tonight. 610-632-0975. What do you make of the Jimmy Butler post to Philadelphia and my teammates, to Philly and my teammates, pardon me, thank you with two hearts at the end of the caption on that Instagram post. And we'll hear from Brian as well and get his thoughts on what he makes of that and the exit interviews. Is he bringing Tobias back? What kind of deal are you giving him? I just want to say real fast before we get to the guys on the phones, 610-632-0975. Back when the deal happened in November, everybody was excited. Jimmy Butler, okay, cool. How's he going to fit in? He's going to fit in well. Turns out he did fit in pretty well. Took him a while to get things going. It seemed like he was really pacing himself, really, as we all saw what he did in the postseason. And it worked because he was phenomenal. And as the playoffs continued to go on, everyone was like, bring this man back, give him whatever he needs. It does not matter. We need him on the team. So what I had gotten in December, actually while they were out on the West Coast during their West Coast trip, was, hey, it is not a lock that Jimmy Butler is coming back to Philadelphia just because they traded for him. Not a lock. It was not a lock for Jimmy Butler to come back. That's what I got all the way back then. Even now, as the playoffs were going on and he was playing well and the interest around the league was, hey, Jimmy Butler's not causing any problems. He's still looking good. He's still spry, still athletic as all get out. His defense is picked up, even though he had trouble against Kawhi Leonard. Everyone does. Hey, I just don't see how Jimmy Butler's going back to Philadelphia. I'm sorry. We haven't heard anything bad about the guy. We only heard about the one blow-up in Portland with the video session where, from what we understand, he was asking about, hey, can we have more plays run this way versus this other way that we're currently doing that is really not working for me? That's it. That's all we heard bad about Jimmy Butler. That's it. Simmons seems to love him by openly saying how much Jimmy Butler helped him. Same for Joel Embiid. I remember listening to J.J. Redick's podcast with Jimmy Butler on there. Explains a lot about the guy, about the player. He's worked hard to get to where he is, turn himself into this all-league player. He said in his introductory press conference that it was not about money. We know it's pretty much always about money. In a lot of cases, a lot of instances, especially in professional sports, he's going to try to get whatever he can get, as much as he can get. Sixers can offer him 5 for 190. The rest of the NBA who have the cap space can offer him 4 for 140 plus. That's it. Simple. What does he do? What do you do with Tobias Harris now as a free agent as well? Jimmy Butler with that post. Do you feel like he's out after putting out this post? What do you do with Tobias Harris and the rest of the free agents on this team? 610-632-0975. Tony in Clifton Heights. What's going on, Tony? You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Devon. How you doing? Yeah, I would definitely bring Jimmy Butler back. Give him a little bit more than a match, you know, and then definitely Tobias Harris. Just give him the match and all that. You know, because I think Butler does want to come back. You know, you got the big man like Embiid, you know, and I would think he would want to come back, you know, because, you know, I know he wants to win. He says it all the time. He wants to win, and this is a good, you know, good team, you know, because, you know, the Boston Celtics, they're going to break that team up, you know, and I just think they should bring them two guys back and all that.
What are you willing to give Tobias Harris? Are you willing to give him a max deal as well?
Yeah, I'll give him a match. Yeah, definitely.
Doesn't matter. Just bring these guys back at all costs.
But another thing, how was Coach Brown's relationship with Kawhi Leonard? I know he coached him only 1 year and all that. Well, he was assistant with, you know, under Popovich. But why don't you get in his ear and say, listen, dude, you got the big man here. Why don't you come to Philadelphia? Imagine that if he came to Philadelphia. And he, you know, I know he wants to go out to California and all that, you know. But if he came, you know, if he wants to win, my God, that's a great opportunity for him to come here, you know. That'd be awesome.
If you remember at the draft, when they made the trades that they did on draft night, they said that they are star hunting right? And the star that they were really focused on was LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard. So that those are the two guys that they really had their eyes on, and we know how everything turned out. Now they doubled back a little later. Elton Brand was able to acquire Jimmy Butler. Things worked out, reaching to the second round, not enough because you felt like with the additions that you should get to the Eastern Conference Finals. That being said, Tone, thanks for the call. They did try to get Kawhi Leonard. They were not successful, as we know. That doesn't mean that they can't go out and try to get him. Of course you should go out and try to get him if it's at all possible. Of course you do. I just don't see it. He either stays in Toronto or he's going back west. Just bought a house in San Diego. A lot of money, of course. Maybe he wants to go back out west and continue his roots out there. That's where he's from. But Tony just said, hey, Tobias Harris, give him the money. No matter what, give him the money at all costs. Bring him back. Bob in Overbrook is next with the exit interviews. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Good, man. Hey, Mr. Bob, what's going
on? Hey, what's up, soldier? How you been, man?
Good, good.
I would bring Tobias back, but he can't have the same money that Jimmy Butler's going to get.
All right, so, well, are you giving Jimmy Butler the 5 years, 190?
I was thinking 5 year, 180, but that's still 190 in the same area.
Yeah.
But Tobias, I was thinking maybe 4 year, 100 million. I think you said he turned down 4 year, 80, right?
He turned down 480, yeah. So you're looking at 25, an extra 5 million annually.
Yeah, and he hasn't been stable anywhere, so try to get him stabilized at 400.
But, that's one of the things that he said he wants. He wants to have, again, just to settle down and be in one place long term.
Yeah, and I want to bring Scott Enos back. Scott and Enos, like Scott, 3 years, $5 million a year, and Enos, like $3.5 million for 3 years, if possible. And definitely put JJ on the bench. That's not a demotion. That's adding power to our bench that is much needed. So if you had those three guys coming off the bench, that I think would be a good start. That's not the final answer. You still got to fill up the other two spots. But it's a start anyway. You know what I mean?
No, I do. And they are familiar with being here. The team is familiar with them. Brown is familiar with them. And as I said, when you have an opportunity to have those guys play what they have played since February and then get them into training camp, have your
exactly.
sessions with them and
exactly.
the preseason. Yeah, I mean, Brown now has a longer time to really figure out how best to use them.
Yes, they got to have enough time to work together and blend and meld together and all that. But there's two other players we haven't really talked about. Jonah Bolden, where's he going to fit in all this? And Zaire Smith. We went all out to get Zaire Smith like he was all that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? When we did the exit interviews last night for Simmons and Butler, the other two guys were Bolden and Smith, and no one wanted to talk about them at all.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess you don't look at them. Thanks for the call, Mr. Bob. Really appreciate it. I brought it up last night in terms of Zaire Smith simply because of this. If J.J. Redick does not come back, or Jimmy Butler does not come back, those are basically your two guards right there, your two shooting guards. If you are not successful in bringing in a free agent two guard, Zaire Smith, yeah, you traded for him. He's supposed to be your wing defender, your athlete. Okay? Is he going to have to take a bigger role in the starting unit? Yes, he's going to have a bigger role because he's going to be in a rotation. But is he going to have a bigger role by stepping into that starting spot for J.J. Redick? That's the question. And again, we talked about Smith last night, but if anybody wants to bring him up, bring him up. No one wanted to talk about Zaire Smith. We'll see him in Summer League. People will probably get excited and all that stuff. He's a key part to what they do next season. 610-632-0975. Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, James Enos. Bob said bring them all back. Those three, of course, with Butler. What about Boban? What about Jonathan Simmons? I think I know where people fit on Jonathan Simmons, but I still have to ask the question. Boban is a big guy. Boban is a big guy. He kicked somebody. And he kicked John Wick. Keanu Reeves in the movie with his big foot. Elton Brand better be careful trying to negotiate with that guy. 610-632-0975 plus Jimmy Butler. What do you guys think of the Instagram post to Philly and my teammates? Thank you. I think people are overreacting. What do you guys, how do you guys feel right here on The Fanatic?
The Fun Given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, folks, if you're looking for a new car, just go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. From the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs, their entire fleet of vehicles offers what you would expect from a Mercedes. Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. Go test drive a Mercedes. You'll absolutely enjoy the experience. You're going to want to drive one home. Now, whether you're looking to lease or purchase, add it to your list of test drives. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City with three dealerships owned by the same ownership group. They have the inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley. So not only will you get the best service, they'll give you your best price. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
My portfolio's diversified. My 401k is maxed. But my savings account just sat there until I switched to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Now my interest rate is flying high like it's premium economy. With 6 extra inches of leg room, I'm stretching out my money. I'm earning more than peanuts, signature snack mix actually. I've got a better savings account. Feels like I got upgraded for free. Thanks to Marcus, now I'm getting ahead.
Group one, now ready to earn more.
My savings is flying first class. Wheels up and ready to soar.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Sign up in minutes at Marcus.com and start earning 4 times the national average.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where 4 generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting. At Nolan Painting, we believe that everyone who puts in an honest day's work should expect to earn a living wage. If you have solid work experience, we can start you at $15 an hour and we'll teach you how to paint. From there, you will steadily earn more as you grow into the job and become a valuable member of our winning team. You can expect bonuses, health insurance, a 401k plan, and a great work environment. We're actively hiring positive people. If this sounds interesting to you, contact us at nolanpainting.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank.
Brian Westbrook plays on one station in Philly. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to my guy, Devon Givens, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, perfect timing, B-West. Heard him a little bit earlier on the Mike Missanelli show. It's my man. 610-632-0975. The exit interviews tonight for Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, James Ennis, Boban Marjanovic, and Jonathan Simmons. We're talking about those guys and where you want to go in terms of money with those players, years as well, and simply if you're willing to bring them back at all. Of course, the main piece being Tobias Harris and what kind of number you're looking to hand off to him. And with him, I think the second most important guy on this list tonight of the five is Mike Scott, because he showed how valuable he was to the team, how versatile he was for this basketball team. And for me, he is very important for this offseason in determining how they go about things. 610-632-0975. Three draft picks, very high in the second round with the 33 and 34, but also the 24 at the end of the first round. So they have a nice run right there, 24, 33, and 34 for the 76ers. Do at least they trade 33 and 34 and possibly move up? You know what I'm saying? Do they trade both and get a player back somewhere down the line? And with that, you know, maybe that helps determine what they want to do, because it is on June 20th. The free agency doesn't start until June 30th. That gives them a good 10 days to figure out what they want to do, even though we know they already, you know, trying to figure out exactly what direction they would like to go into in the offseason with their players here. Mike Scott said openly to the media after his exit interview with the team that he wants to come back and play for Brett Brown. He loved it here. He's never been embraced by fans the way he was here in Philadelphia. So kudos to you guys. I like Mike Scott. I would try to bring him back at a reasonable number, somewhere with that mid-level exception in that $5 million range per year, and maybe 3 years on that deal. James Ennis, I can take him or leave him, but I did like what he brought. As I said before, it depends on what the other players are, though. Smith, Redick, Butler, and what they also do in the draft. 610-632-0975. Tom in Swedesboro is next with the exit interviews. What's up, Tom?
Hello.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
How you doing, sir? What's going on, man?
Good, good.
Hey, shout out to you, to the guy answering the phones, man. He's very courteous.
Yes, Brian's the best.
Brian, yeah. Thank you, Brian. Anyway, I'm taking it back a little bit. I want to talk about the actual loss, the game, if you don't mind. I have an issue. Well, do you mind?
Go for it. No, go for it. Okay. You're good. Yeah.
I think secretly that Ben and Joel have issues, man. The way that play went, I mean, not saying that play, but during that game, you could see him, Ben, trying to communicate with Joel, and the way his facial expressions are and stuff like that. Even though we can't assume, but I just think there's something slightly there sometimes. The play, Ben had Kawhi on Shea. He was there all game, actually, was supposed to be there. Stepped in his way, stopped Ben's momentum, tried to de Kawhi. Kawhi took advantage of the slower player, Embiid, stepped back on him and gave him a fadeaway. The way that it bounced and all of that was very dramatic, but I think that shot was a good shot.
Well, you know? Listen, man, when I talked about that the day after, I think I was back here on a Monday night, and I said to people that when I looked at it, I saw similar to what you saw, Tom. While Ben should have shaded him to his right and not his left.
Right.
Shade him to his left and not allow him to go right. What he did was, you know, and B came off of Pascal Siakam, slid over, and he got into the path of Ben Simmons trying to at least keep up with Kawhi Leonard step for step. That being said, Joel Embiid contested it well when he was out there on Kawhi Leonard. And unfortunately for the Sixers, as we all know, that ball bounced in after four bounces. So listen, thanks for the call, man. I saw it similarly. I did. I saw it similarly. I stand by what I saw. He was at least going to keep up with Kawhi. Joel came over and cut him off. And then once again, that's not that it was wrong for cutting him off. You know, a lot of people were upset with Ben, saying Ben was just coasting in that play when they saw him walking. Well, if they would have collided, they would have collided and Kawhi would have had a better look at the basket. If they collided and then fouled Kawhi Leonard, now we're talking about two free throws. So it was what it was, man. The whole thing was just bad. And here we are talking about exit interviews for these players on the Fanatic. Omar in Phoenixville is next on the Fanatic. What's up, O?
How much are you doing? Good evening. Just have a Tobias Harris comment, and then I have a free agent question and a trade question.
Yes.
Tobias Harris, I don't understand. If you look at the Clippers' standpoint of this, they fleeced us. They weren't going to re-sign him. They got two draft picks, first-round picks out of us, and a 19-year-old sharpshooter, Landry Shamet, who was playing excellent for us. Why didn't we just wait till the offseason to sign him if we really wanted him? I mean, I don't think he's even near a max player, and there's a reason why he's been on four teams already in his NBA career. I just think we got fleeced in that trade.
Well, I didn't mind it because I think we all understand what they were trying to do. They were trying to win right now, and they put themselves in position to do it, and I got you on the 2021 and Landry Shamet. I like Landry Shamet, too, and I wish they were able to keep him, but obviously the Clippers were smart and asked for Landry Shamet, knowing that Patrick Beverley could be on his way out and Avery Bradley certainly on his way out at the end of the year. So I got what they were trying to do, and I didn't mind it. Now it's about negotiations. If Tobias Harris feels he's going to get a max somewhere else, so be it. I don't think they have to give him the max, but they will have to give him somewhere over $100 million.
We gave him an unprotected pick and another first round pick, and yeah. we knew we weren't going to win we weren't going to beat the Warriors this year. I just think it was a waste. But I'll just move on to my other question for you. I mean, I can't stand Ben Simmons, and I would trade him for the number two pick in a heartbeat at Tate Moran. I want to know what your thoughts are on that.
You said you can't stand Ben?
No, I think he's horrible, and I would trade him for a number two pick. Would you do that? And also, I want to know if you think we have a shot to get Kawhi or Durant in the offseason.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Oh, I would take either Kawhi or Durant. I don't think you have an option at either of those players, and I'm not looking to move Ben Simmons for a top pick. I like Ja Morant, just like the next person, but no. I'll take Ben. I'll take my chances trying to do some other things as well for this basketball team to improve it. 610-632-0975. Man, he just said he would get rid of Ben Simmons again. Here we go. Get rid of Ben Simmons. I did not have a problem once again with the trade. I did not. Elton Brand made a move. He went all in. Yes, it was a lot technically because Landry Shamet turned out to be something. And he showed some signs here. And you can even look and say Landry Shamet will be a nice starting piece for the 76ers as well, right? If J.J. Redick moves on, I agree with you. Landry Shamet will be a nice replacement, we think. But you have to give up stuff in order to get stuff. And they gave up something. That 2021 pick everybody keeps talking about, where's that 2021 pick going to be? We don't know what the Miami Heat are going to... I mean, we don't know what the Heat and the Sixers, all kinds of stuff is going to be. I'm not worried about that pick. I'm not. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm not worried about that pick. I like Harris enough, more than enough, that I would bring him back. 610-632-0975. Steve, you're first on the other side. Please hang on. Doug, Dennis, Jerry, Kevin, Iliano. We're talking about the exit interviews for Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, James Ennis, Boban Marjanovic, and Jonathan Simmons. What are you looking to do with any of those players, specifically Tobias Harris? What kind of money are you willing to give him years as well? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, Spring is already underway. We're in the middle of a nice weather weekend coming up, but that's not the only thing warmer than that temperature outside, right? It is the action waiting for you on DraftKings Sportsbook app. Take a listen to everything that's going on this week. Guys, right now, DraftKings is running a special Baseball 5-run promotion. If your team that you bet on scores 5 runs but then loses the game, don't worry. DraftKings will refund you a free bet up to $25. If baseball is not your thing, you have hockey and basketball postseason action going on, the conference championships, along with golf's second major event. And that's all happening this week. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all, over-unders, player props, in-game betting, and special odds boosts every day for the biggest games. With so much going on, there's no better time than to make your first bet. Plus, DraftKings will give you a risk-free bet up to $500. You can't beat that. But remember, while you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app anywhere on your app, you must be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. I've done it. You should do it. Download the Sportsbook app right now, the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code FANATIC at sign up, and for a limited time, when you make your first bet, DraftKings will give you, again, a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code FANATIC to make your first bet and receive your risk-free bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirement. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tax and additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Previous rubber miles. 289 for 84 months. 5.89% APR. $49.95 daily. Valiance by 31.19. Call 1-800-CURBAG for full details.
It's a tri-state tradition. FC Curbag's 36th annual Memorial Carbecue. Now in progress. Cadillac's up to 55% off original MSRP when you 2018 Cadillac XTS, now just $22.9 or $289 per month bison. Not a lease. Your choice, 2016 Cadillac SRX or Cadillac CTS, just $21.9. Over 70 Cadillac XTSs in stock and reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS, $22.9 or $289 per month bison. Your choice, Cadillac SRX or CTS, just $21.9. Deluxe gas grill included with vehicle purchase. Carbecue, now in progress. SRX or CTS, $21.9. 2018 Cadillac XTS, just $22.9 or $289 per month. Buys it at FC Curbeck.
Come join us.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The best pros put a little extra into everything they do. At the Home Depot, so do we. It's called Pro Extra, with member access to exclusive money-saving offers. Up to 20% off paints, stains, and primers every day. And $20 off your first purchase over $200 just for signing up. That's a lot more than a little extra. Pro Extra. Only for pros. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit the Pro Desk in store for details.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up this spring at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar of events.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come out for Creekside's Breast Cancer Benefit. It'll be a great night full of fun for a great cause with raffles, a 50-50, giveaways, and more. Don't forget, if you're having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar featuring the top brands of liquor, domestic, imported, and specialty bottled beers with VIP bottle service always available. Starting this month, you can start your night off right and come down to Creekside Cabaret's brand new extended happier hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday for great fun and great drink specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only True Gentlemen's Club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
O'clock hour now underway here on 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 10. Final hour solo, because Joe Torti steps in at 9, and we share that hour together, as we will throughout the summer, it appears, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So I look forward to that. Always a great time. Brian McLaughlin again producing the show, 610-632-0975, as we have been doing since Wednesday, the exit interviews. We took care of Joel Embiid and J.J. Redick on Wednesday with some reserves. Last night, Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler with some other reserves. And tonight, the remaining starter, Tobias Harris, with reserves, Mike Scott, James Ennis, Boban Marjanovic, and Jonathan Simmons. The other guys that we're asking you about, do you even look to bring any of those back? And Tobias Harris, how much are you willing to give him? How many years? Or do you let him walk? 610-632-0975. We also have a poll up that Brian has put together on Twitter, at 975 The Fanatic. B. McLaughlin, welcome back.
Good to be back. Unfortunately, no Sixers basketball. I was hoping to come home to, but
they would be playing tonight.
So I think this Tobias Harris conversation is fascinating because, like you said, before the trade or right at the trade, everybody was like, oh, yeah, you have to bring him back, bring this core back. I think as soon as the Sixers lost the other night, everybody's like, all right, yeah, you got to bring the core back. But now, a few days later, people are wavering a bit on Tobias Harris.
They are.
So I put up a poll because you got some great conversation going, as usual. So we ask you, would you re-sign Tobias for a full max? We have almost 500 votes. 63% no, 37% yes.
Wow, no.
I know.
Okay.
Shocked. But I wonder if that's Jimmy dependent.
Jimmy dependent and maybe full max. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to say, okay, we'll give you 100, like Bob said from Overbrook. We'll give you 4 for 100. But he turned down 4 for 80 from the Clippers. He probably wants 5, to be perfectly honest with you. He bet on himself, and he's not going to take any less. He's gonna want over $100 million, and you're going to have to probably give it. You made the moves. You made the push. They openly talked about, the Sixers did, how they made these moves to keep all of these guys together. So let's see what happens, man. It's going to be fun to watch this whole thing play out. That's why we're talking to you all about it. You are the GMs. These are the exit interviews. What are you doing with Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, James Ennis, Boban Marjanovic, movie star, and Jonathan Simmons? Should we just leave Jonathan Simmons off? Because no one's going to talk about Jonathan Simmons. But I'm trying to respect the roster. Haywood Highsmith as well. You can talk about him, Shake Milton, whatever you want. Let's go back to the phones. Exit interviews with Steve in Springfield on The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Devon. You know, my opinion is, if Jimmy Butler walks, I would definitely not sign Tobias. I think it's definitely Jimmy-oriented, and I want to say why. I see Tobias Harris on a good team like the Warriors, the Bucks, or the Sixers. He's a fourth option, and he's good as the fourth option. He is not good enough. If he's your third option, you're in trouble. You're not an NBA title contender if he's your third guy. As a fourth or fifth, maybe as a sixth, you're okay.
Wow, but sixth.
There's no way if this whole team rests and falls with Tobias Harris that they're winning. It means they're done.
So you're saying Jimmy Butler is a okay third option. Tobias Harris obviously is not, because he's not on his level.
I like Jimmy Butler as a third option. If they sign Butler, then I keep Harris as my fourth option. But to me, Jimmy Butler's at a different level than Tobias Harris. And I think if you look to the teams you have to beat, you know, if you want to win it all, you got to get past teams like Golden State. You got to get past teams like Milwaukee, Boston, Toronto, if they keep Kawhi. Then if the number three option is Harris, you are not in a class with those teams. And if they sign Harris to a max and let Butler go, they have no money to get anyone else. So now you're completely out of luck. It means you're going to be like the Cavaliers or the Pacers were in the 90s, right? You're going to be a slightly above 500, finish fifth, and go out in the first round team.
Oh, man, I don't know about that. Well, listen, real fast before you go, Steve, I'm going to give you one more name and see if you like them to bring them back. Mike Scott.
I like Mike Scott. I really like him as a player. I wouldn't give him a max contract. But
no,
I like
of course not. No. Something like 3 years, 15, 3 years, 12, something like that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. He's a good supporting piece. I thought he was clutch. I like his defense. I like his shooting. I like his attitude. Good player. But to me, Devon, you got to have a number three piece. You really need three true superstars. And I see Tobias Harris more like a Robin than a Batman. You know, you better not rely on him.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Man, if Jimmy does not come back, Tobias does not come back. Interesting. Okay. Says he's not a third option. I would think because of who he has with him in Embiid and Simmons that you can get away with having him as a third option where you will be okay. I think you would be okay with Tobias Harris as a third option. We saw how he did well on that Clippers team. Yes, they didn't want to give him. First of all, they wanted to keep him. They just didn't want to give him the max. They offered him 480. He turned down 480. He gambled. He'll get more. That was a good Clippers team. They didn't just get better because Tobias Harris left. They were already good. They were in the top five for a while in the West, and then naturally things started to fade because they just did not belong at the top of the Western Conference with so many talented teams. I don't know, man. I think Tobias Harris, knowing that he is now that third option and not his fourth option, and he's getting a few more touches than he would have if he was the fourth option or the fifth option, as he spoke about, I think he would be fine. It's his defense that's not there. Plus, it's Redick and it's the Zaire Smith and the 24 pick. What does Bolden turn into? Are you bringing in a free agent that's coming off the bench? That stuff plays a part in this. I like Tobias Harris. I do. He's not great, but I think he's darn good. 610-632-0975. Doug and Cheltenham is next on the Fanatic Exit interviews for Tobias. Doug.
Oh, man. Devon, what's up?
What's going on?
Oh, man. I would offer Tobias probably a five-year, 100 even. See if he would take that. If I can't re-sign Jimmy, I would honestly take a Patrick Beverley or maybe like a Kemba Walker. I think you need another shooter at some point.
All right, so you lose Jimmy, but you're trying to get Patrick Beverley or Kemba. What does that do with Tobias? Where are you with him?
Oh, I'm keeping Tobias easily. He's a
no, I know you said 5 for 100. What if he doesn't take 5 for 100 because he turned down 4 for 80 and he wants a little more?
I would give him a little bit more though, because I think he's a better suited person for the team going in the future more than Jimmy. Now, if I can get Jimmy for the deal you've been talking about.
The 3-100?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would take it in a heartbeat. And then I might even think about if Tobias wants something extra, then maybe getting rid of Tobias and going to get a small forward who also can shoot. And then with a free agency like that. But I need one or the other. And then I need Patrick Beverley. If we get Patrick Beverley, he can be our backup one and give you that Philly grit. He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
He's right, he's hungry. And then him and Mike Scott, if you watch any LA games earlier in the season, they had everybody's back. Nobody was punking any of the young boys. Nobody was punking Alexander because they knew they had Pat Bev and Mike Scott right there to be their enforcers.
Now, listen, I like Patrick Beverley. I openly said when the trade went down, I wish that they would have had a chance to include him in that deal, Doug. Thanks for the call. I even asked, I didn't ask him on the, when we interviewed him, Brian Seltzer and I, for Sixes and 60, Elton Brand, after the trade went down. I just talked to him before we started recording and said, you couldn't get Patrick Beverley too? You couldn't throw him in there as well? But that was just being greedy, because that was a nice deal that they put together with Scott, Boban, and Harris. That so Kemba Walker and or Patrick Beverley if you lose Jimmy Butler. I like Kemba Walker. You're going to have to give him a lot of money. I don't know how that would go in terms of Harris getting his money. Obviously, Redick would walk in this particular instance. I like Kemba Walker, but I like Kemba Walker. I don't know. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club, with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Back to it on the phones as we head to Langhorne and Dennis GMing tonight with the exit interviews. Dennis.
Yo, Devon, what's going on?
What's up, Dan? How you doing?
Good, man. Oh, man. So I'm hearing all the talk here. I, like, personally, this, like, kind of revolves around Jimmy Butler to me. Like, I feel like he's the leverage point, right? So in any business, you always want to have leverage. And leverage, I'm talking in a way that there's Kevin Durant, there's Kawhi Leonard, there's Kyrie Irving, there's Kemba Walker, there's Klay Thompson, there's Tobias Harris, there's Chris Middleton, there's D'Angelo Russell, there's DeMarcus Cousins, there's JJ. And there's some good known free agents out there this year, right? And to me, it's like, you got to do your due diligence, right? The main key is to get Jimmy. You get Jimmy, those free agents that I just named will more likely come to Philly because Jimmy's here than Tobias. Like, when I'm looking at, like, if there's Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons, and if I'm a free agent, or Tobias, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid, who do I want to play with more? And it, honestly, it's Jimmy, because Jimmy shows that he's versatile.
Yeah.
When Ben can't play the point, Jimmy can play the point.
But I will also think that free agent that you're speaking of would say, okay, it's Ben, Joel, Tobias has already re-signed, Jimmy has moved on. That potential free agent will possibly look at it, Dennis, and say, I can be Jimmy Butler's spot in that on that team with Tobias still remaining the four man.
No, I agree, but I also
think in terms of what I mean, importance on the floor.
Devon, I think right now I'm questioning if Ben Simmons is going to be a true point guard throughout his career, or if he's going to have to move to the power forward position. So to me, it's like, all right, if I have versatility, and I haven't had a guy like Lou Williams here in a long time, like I haven't had a guy that could go drop his head like Kemba can, and I don't know if you can bring that kind of creativeness here and try to switch something up, because I saw in the playoffs this year, obviously when the half court comes involved, if Ben doesn't develop that jumper, that half court, those defenses are going to keep doing it, man.
Of course.
So to me, it's like if you bring a guy like Kemba and that happens again, at least you have some versatility to have a guy to go create. And if you need to move Ben at the four and let him still run fast breaks and you have the ball in his hands, so be it. But I think this is the year you got to maximize the value of these free agents. You got to maximize how much flexibility you have as an organization. And there's a reason why all these unrestricted free agents are on the Sixers. And there's a reason why when Brand made the deal, he knew Tobias was unrestricted. He knew Jimmy was unrestricted, but he also knows there's 10 other guys out there that are unrestricted, you know? So to me, it's like, bring Jimmy back first, do what you can, give him the 5 years, 190. I think he'll help persuade maybe a better star than even Tobias here.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, man. I like Kemba Walker, like I keep saying. I just don't know how they would get it done, because I know he's going to want money. He's going to want money. And I don't mind. I want a secondary ball handler for Ben Simmons. I don't know. I don't know. All right, 5 for $190 for Jimmy. Got it. Tobias walks. Okay. Then what?
How much money do you have at that point, though, if you max Jimmy? They're kind of at the cap, aren't they?
Yeah,
they have two max.
They would be similarly in the same spot right there in terms of the max. And J.J. Redick, you have to figure that out.
I think that's the allure. Besides Tobias being a pretty good player, I'm not trying to like downgrade Tobias Harris, but if you re-sign Jimmy for the max, then you go out and bring Tobias back because you don't have as much money. You can re-sign your own players and go over the cap and go into the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what we're talking about. But if you can't re-sign Jimmy, I don't know if you can max Tobias. I really don't, but I'll leave that to you.
No, I mean, and that's what we're trying to figure out. It's such a tricky thing because you make all these moves. You want to bring everyone back because you have no idea of what could happen. I mean, he could max out again at 5 years and just below that 190. So we're, you know, like 189, whatever it might be. But we know 190. And Tobias Harris, same thing. What are you doing? I mean, what are you going to do? And here's the thing real fast, as we get back to Jerry, Ralph, Brian, Ileano, Frank. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. The thing when the caller before Dennis brought up my 3-year, $100 million dream for Jimmy Butler, which I know will not happen, but that's ideal. That's just me. I know it's not going to happen. That's just me. And the reason I say that, we know because of health, his body, his age now. He can still play. It was never that. That wasn't the question. It was the years, the body, the health, Tom Thibodeau body. He's beat up. He's going to be beat up. Now, he can take a little bit off of his body because he has Simmons and Embiid, and that's a lot to take off of you and give you that maybe extend your NBA life. But I'm just afraid of the Chris Paul year 4 and 5 contract with 190. Where we're talking about $40 million for Jimmy Butler in year 4 and 5. You can't unload that. 6-1-0.
Ask the Rockets.
Right.
Chris Paul's a nightmare.
I mean, he had a nice stretch there against the Golden State Warriors, but then he also looked like older Chris Paul.
And I don't think it's just as easy as, hey, just sign Kemba Walker. Why would Kemba want to come here? He could go to the Knicks. He could go and be the man at the Garden.
Yeah, but unless he just wants to win.
To win. Okay.
Unless he wants to win and he sees an opportunity where I'm getting out of Charlotte. This is the first time I have an opportunity to actually go win something.
That's true, too.
I'm going to go do that. 610-632-0975. Jerry in Lansdowne is next and with the exit interviews. Jerry.
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm going to call you Devon Eagle Eye because you were the only host that I heard after that game talked about that play that saw Embiid like I did, how he
cut off the path.
He totally screened Ben. I think Ben, I know he meant well, so I'm not saying that, but Ben probably would have checked him better.
Yeah.
If Ben would have just had him on his own over there, he probably would have did a better job.
I thought so, yeah.
But then another thing, Ben still should have sold out because when Embiid did come over, Ben he gave up on the play. He still should have, because he got the speed, he still should have ran over there and
close out and close out and fly by and give that extra length that you know, with Embiid.
Right.
I agree with that. I would just, you're right, because he has enough recovery time where his foot speed would have allowed him possibly to get behind Embiid at least.
Right.
You don't want him to foul. That was the thing.
Right. But you know something else that's bothered me about Embiid the whole year, just running out to the key, because he usually get cooked. Kawhi cooked him when he was here, the sixth game.
Oh, you know, man.
He cooked him when he ran out here, the three on him then. So that play, when he runs out, and Kyrie, what's the one from Boston? He cooked him when he ran out on him.
Yeah, he gets caught on those smaller guys, yeah.
He's not putting fear in them guys when you run out to the top of the key on them. You know, so that's something he got to mature with. Now, Tobias, he wasn't a difference maker to me. I'm sorry, I like him, but I would have rather had Shamet, like the other people was calling in too. And I think that's about it with me. I don't believe in the process no more, man, with the ball coming back. You know, I think it's going to be 55-55 and never getting out of the East with them guys.
Okay. Well, listen, Jerry, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. He says no to Tobias Harris for an extension. A lot of it is depending on Jimmy Butler. They go hand in hand. He can take that. I mean, he was good, man. He averaged 15-5 during the playoffs. Did Tobias Harris shot 42.5% from the field, 34.9%. So those are low percentage numbers from the overall field and behind the arc. He did add and help out with 9 rebounds per game, while we know a lot of those were high-volume rebound games because Embiid was out and they needed the help on the glass. He provided that. I would not give him a max. I don't want to give him a max. but I like him. I would like him back on the team. He provides something. He provides that outside shooting. Once again, a three-level scorer who can put the ball on the floor while limited, can do it. He's not Robert Covington, does it way better. Shooting from three, of course we know, and a mid-range game is certainly there. You just have to figure out a number. He turned down four years, $80 million with the Clippers last offseason. He's going to want more than that this year. And he did well. He did well. So you're going to give him more than the 4 years, $80 million. 610-632-0975. This is why I saved Tobias Harris for the last night. This is a conversation, man. Conversation. Iliano and Yardley, what's going on, man?
Hey, Devon. I just want to say one thing about the Ben haters. They got to calm down. The kid is 22 years old, wet behind the ears, and he has already made an all-star appearance. We got to calm down. We got to slow down with all the trading for LeBron or whatever. But no, that's not going to work. But one thing that Ben Simmons needs to get over, and it's not the shooting. I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that all day. But one thing that nobody has discussed is his free throw shooting. He's got to get over the
Who's fear that, Ben?
Of going to the line.
Ben?
Because once he does that, this team could be a lot better. Because one thing that Giannis Antetokounmpo does well is that he's not afraid to get to the line. Because when he touches the ball, he drives, and three things happen. He scores, he gets fouled, or he dishes it out for the three-point shot. That's what needs to happen with Ben Simmons. Because Ben, he's afraid to get to the line. He's afraid to get fouled. And he knows. He can't shoot a free throw. It's either 0-for-2 or 1-for-2. He needs to get over that. That's the number one
thing. No, I know. And when we talked about him last night, it was the outside shooting, finishing at the rim, and his free throws. And, Iliano, as you know, we talked about the year. I was fine with no outside shooting, but I wanted that free throw percentage creeping at that 70% mark, because that's where he has to make up for it if he's not going to shoot those jump shots.
Absolutely. And one question I have for you is, Devon, I don't know if you saw this Jimmy Butler post on Instagram. I'm sure you...
Oh, no, that was part of the show tonight. That's part of the show.
Okay, yeah. My apologies. I just got in, and once I heard someone say Ben Simmons has to go, I had to call in and defend my guy Ben. But what's your take on that? I wasn't available to
nothing.
Hear that.
It meant nothing to me. It meant nothing to me, Iliano. It simply meant to me that thank you for the year. The same thing Embiid did. The same thing that Ben Simmons did, but he did a video. My thing was, hey, he was just doing what he was doing and saying thank you to the people. Just like he was basically saying thank you to the people all year by not causing a problem. And not being a malcontent, if you will, in the locker room, where we already heard that he had a reputation like that. Joe Torti last night, when we talked about it, said he thought that it meant something, that he was leaving. I differed in that opinion. A lot of people today, Iliano, thanks for the call, said they did read into that he was going to walk. I still do not look at it that way. Maybe he already had his mind made up. Maybe so. But I don't think that was the message in saying this. He was simply saying, hey, thank you guys. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. We're cooking. Tobias Harris, exit interview. Mike Scott, Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, Jonathan Simmons. What do you do with these guys? Obviously, specifically the main guy, Tobias Harris. What kind of numbers are you looking to give him, if at all? So far, I think the theme has been let him walk. Wow. Okay. And the Jimmy Butler post to Philly and my teammates. Thank you. Two hearts. On that Instagram post, has people freaking out that he's going to walk out. I don't think it meant that. If he was going to walk, he was already walking. He just did a post like the other two starters did. I read nothing into it. 610-632-0975. We come right back. We continue the exit interviews. Joe Torti in at 9 right here on The Fanatic.
The fun given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over a half billion. $1 billion for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
engaging all the best people.
Rise up to the front of the field. This is
Kronos. HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $159. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 40-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with Ryobi's trimmer blower combo. Just $159. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
Crest is changing the way we care for our gums, and that's worth singing about.
Crest Gum Detoxify, deep clean toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah.
Crest Gum Detoxify, for healthy gums, use it every day.
Okay.
Crest Gum Detoxify, early gum damage reversed, neutralized bacteria, even below the gum line, yeah, it works.
Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not hungry. Why not? What's up? Kath and I knew that Jenny'd been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank.
Sports Talk for Germantown, Mount Airy, and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
29, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you until 10. Joe Torti in at 9. We run a 9 to 10 hour together. Always a fun time. Last night, Joe got us in some mess where we had the food debate. The tears of food. Chick-fil-A conversation. Oh, man. It was crazy. I got people coming at me because I put on my... See, I go spicy chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A menu. It's fantastic. No pickle. I don't need that. You don't need that. But I do put ketchup on there, though. And people did not like that. My brother called me out on it. That special... What is the sauce called, Brian? That you said was the Michael Jordan of sauces?
Chick-fil-A sauce is the Jordan of sauces.
Jordan of sauce.
Yes.
That's what you said. Yeah,
absolutely.
See,
number one overall.
See, I'm not. And he told me what... He told me all the ingredients in it, and still, it was like, I don't need all that together.
I don't even want to know the ingredients. It's just amazing.
I just can't do it. What is it, like a yellow, like a cream?
You never had it?
Yellow? I've seen it.
Have you? You got to have it. On your next, get the nuggets and put it on the nuggets.
No, I'm not doing that.
Dude, just trust me. I never would have done that either. I'm a plain guy. Like, turkey, cheese, mayo, and that's it. Chick-fil-A sauce is amazing.
I'm telling you. I don't know. That's a bit of a gamble.
Just try it.
It's too dangerous.
I'll buy you the 12-pack.
It's too dangerous, man. The nuggets I'll eat. I'm talking about the sauce. I don't need that. 610-632-0975. But it was a fun conversation last night. It remains on Twitter. It's like 200 notifications in my thing, man. I'm like, yo, this is all about this food and these tears of food and... Where all this stuff is, oh man, come on. Let's go to Ralph in Las Vegas next on the Fanatic with the exit interviews. What's up, Ralph?
Hi, Devon.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
All right. Just chilling. Watching the Phillies. I really need to see a strong offseason here, you know. I really think that, you know, we need a happy Jimmy Butler. And I need Jimmy Butler, the captain, on the floor captain, Brett, the coach, and Elton, the manager, to get together, sit down, and talk about the direction this team needs to go in order to move, you know, to get further along in this process.
Yeah.
You know, you need people with the experience. And I think if Jimmy's a part of, you know, if he's a part of this, I think he'd be much happier, and I think we'd get a better, you know, I think we would have no problem in signing him.
Well, I mean, listen, we'll see, man. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun this offseason to see how this whole thing play. I love this stuff, Ralph, to see how everything play. And that's why we're talking about it, man. That's why we brought the exit interviews to the air, to just kind of get a sense of where people are with these players, because you love the team. You love them as individuals. Now it's about, okay, it's real. Let's give some guys some money. What are you going to do?
And I believe Elton will do it. And the owner said he's willing to tap into the pocket. Another thing is I would like to see Tobias be the sixth man, be the first guy in off the bench.
Nah.
I would like to see him be, you know, scoring 20 off the bench, you know, like some other six men that come in off the bench.
Like Lou Williams does. But he's
like a Lou Williams, exactly.
Yeah, but Tobias is actually, Ralph, thanks for the call. He's a starter. He's a bona fide starter in this league. He may be the fourth option or the third option on your starting group, but he is a starter. 610-632-0975. We got a lot of comments, too, on this whole thing. Brian in Plymouth Meeting is next. I'm talking about on Twitter. On the Fanatic. What's up, B?
Hey, D. How you doing?
Good, man.
Too much golf, sun, and beer yesterday. Or Corona Premier. I got to give out stuff here.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, man. So, look through some of this stuff. I could not believe Boban was making $7 million a year.
Yes, he did. The Detroit Pistons gave him that contract.
Yeah, we missed a chance to get some of that Van Gundy money, man. He could have given each of us like a couple mil.
Yes, I'll take 1.5 as a backup.
I mean, maybe, you know, the only way he's coming back is, to me, is veteran minimum. Mike Scott, I think that we don't have to use this mid-level on him. Like, we can give him 120% of what he makes this year, which it gets him up to the $5 million you were talking about.
Yeah.
So that would be nice to get him back at that number. Ennis is weird. He has like a 1.2 player option, and you would think he's going to opt out of that coming off that playoff run.
Oh, no question.
So I seems like he's probably gone. But then, all right, so the main thing, though, is Tobias. The one nice thing I feel like with him is, you know, Jimmy, if we come in with anything significantly less than the max, he's going to take that as a personal insult. But hopefully, you know, there's a little bit of negotiating room with Tobias. Maybe you make him a real strong offer and say, like, okay, if you don't want to take this, will you at least let us, you know, try to match anything you get out on the market and maybe go that way. But, I mean, some team is probably going to max him. There's too many teams with cap space.
Yeah, he's going to get an offer somewhere, and you know why they're doing it. Because, I mean, let's be perfect, he is a good player, and as you said, there's so much money available for these teams. They have to spend it, and they're going to spend it.
Yeah, I mean, for these teams, it's going to be like a game of musical chairs, and there's not enough players for these spots that these big-time teams have cleared. But, you know, so assuming Tobias does come back, I feel like all his off-season prep, like his whole career, he's always been the guy that the team wants to step up and be the lead dog, primary scorer, and he has improved year by year by year. And I would hope, though, if we say, well, look, to be a winning team, you know, you're going to be a scorer, but we also need you to work on your body, strengthen your lower body, get, you know, every ounce of athleticism you can get out of your body, because you're going to be the weak link and teams are going to try to attack you. And, you know, we need you to be able to just at least be like a league average defender.
Yeah, I totally, and that's what I said. With his evaluation, I need him to be a better defender. I need him to be a plus defender, move your feet, use that length that you have to make it difficult for guys. You don't have to be Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, or Kawhi Leonard. Thanks for the call. B, you don't have to be Paul George, but you have to defend where they know, feel you while you're out there. Frank, on 11th and Chestnut. What's up, Frank?
Hello?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I like what the last caller just said about Tobias' defense. Like, I would say if he gets that contract that he likes, I think his tenacity would go up and we'd see a little bit more defense from him.
Well, but going into the contract, aren't you supposed to do that so you can earn that money?
Yeah, you can't earn it because it's a business at the end of the day. And I would say, you know, as a business, like having employees, if you give them, if not what they want, damn near close, you'll see a change in their work.
No, but I would think, knowing that the money is up for grabs, that you would give that effort.
Yeah. You're right. You're correct, because he didn't have you know, his opportunity here to show us that he deserved more money. And I would say, you know, if he gets it, then he did.
Well, if he gets it, and a lot of people, Frank, don't want to give him that much, he better go out there and give that type of effort, or else this is the wrong place for him, because they'll be on him.
Yeah, I would just, if I was the Sixers, you know what I mean? If I can't meet, because he said what he want, $100 million. So what, we were going to give him $100 million. That's what it's for right now, 5 years. And he wanted 4 years, 80. He didn't take that.
He didn't take 480.
I just give them, like, you know what I mean, what we can to make other moves, you know what I mean? And if he doesn't take it, it's on him. Like, you got to just put an offer there, you know what I mean? If he doesn't take it, that's on them. If somebody's out there knows what, you know, Tobias's number is, what he wants to stay.
The Sixers know it. They absolutely know what kind of range, and they knew that coming in with making the deal. Frank, thanks for the call. They knew coming in with the deal that he was going to garner some type of big money. It's just a fact. 4 for $80. There's no reason why he couldn't get that. So he played a little bit better in this situation. Not necessarily better, but he's going to be a free agent. He's going to want. He has consistent back-to-back years. He's going to want to get paid. He turned down $80 million. He's going to want 100 plus. 0975. The question is, do you give him 100 plus? So far, a lot of people are like, eh, I'll let him walk. But if you give Jimmy the max, the full max, you don't really have room to go out there and get others. While people are talking about go out there and get Kemba Walker, Kemba Walker is going to get 100 plus too. You're now looking at the Patrick Beverley names, possibly Malcolm Brogdon, names like that. And people know I'm a Malcolm Brogdon fan. I stood up for him when you guys decided to boo him because he won Rookie of the Year because Embiid played 30 games, 31. Come on. 610-632-0975. Tell me he would not fit with this basketball team right now. 610-632-0975. Exit interviews for Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, Mike Scott, James Ennis, and Jonathan Simmons, even though no one has talked about him. We're still putting him out there, showing him some love. 610-632-0975. Still taking your calls also on Jimmy Butler's Instagram post. Are we overreacting? Is he just simply saying thank you, like I thought? Or like Joe Torty thought and said, uh-oh, red flag, red flag. Round the alarms, ring them. I'm not overreacting. He just said bye. For the rest of the season. 610-632-0975. That's up to the Sixers to give them the money, and then this is a moot point. Joe Torty will be coming up at 9 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Attention future cannabis and CBD entrepreneurs. Are you interested in making some extra cash in the booming medical marijuana and CBD business? Then get ready. Christopher Wright, host of the hit radio Cannabis Talk 101, is holding a free training class in the Philly area. Over the last few years, Chris and his dedicated team have been making money in the medical marijuana business, and now they're looking to help others do the same. If you have the desire, Chris is ready to teach you his proven formula for starting and running a successful medical marijuana or CBD business that will allow you to tap into today's modern-day green rush. So if you're interested in becoming a cannabis entrepreneur, call 800-420-0063 now and get your free cannabis business starter kit and free tickets to Chris's Cannabis Network training class. Call 800-420-0063 now. Seating is very limited. Call 800-420-0063. That's 800-420-0063 and get your free starter kit today. This is an educational class only, brought to you by the Cannabis Talk Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
so I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Crest is changing the way we care for our gums, and that's worth singing about.
Crest Gum Detoxify, deep clean toothpaste. Yeah, yeah. Crest Gum Detoxify, for healthy gums, use it every day. Ooh, yeah. Crest Gum Detoxify, early gum damage reversed, neutralized bacteria, even below the gum line, yeah, it works.
Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Ryobi's 40-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit, just $159. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 40-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with Ryobi's trimmer blower combo, just $159, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th while supplies last.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring PGA Championship coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at shoparmin.com. The Armin team, closer than you think.
97.5 The Fanatic. We are what's happening now.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns. And you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens, on 975 The Fanatic. V's up.
Oh, look at that. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Mikal Bridges. Got the draft combine going on right now. You know, good luck to the Villanova guys, Eric Paschal and Phil Booth out there. Hopefully those two guys have an opportunity to do something with the combine and in their individual workouts. They're national champions. Phil, two-time national champion. Booth, I'm sure he'll get a lot of team workouts around the league to gauge what type of point guard he could potentially be in the NBA or where he might fit in the G League or if he winds up overseas. I think he's going to make some professional money, though, certainly playing basketball. Eric Paschal, I've seen him at the end of the first, top of the second, middle of the second. Those individual workouts are going to say a lot for him as well. He's tough, though. Tough, athletic, can jump out the gym, shoot a little bit. So, you know, he'll get an opportunity. He will get an opportunity. Fordham. Didn't he go to, was it Fordham? Yeah, he went to Fordham. Joe Torti's Fordham. He went to Fordham and then, of course, transferred over to Villanova, helped him win the championship in 2018. 610-632-0975. We keep the exit interviews going with Tobias Harris and the guys. AJ in Center City is next on the Fanatic. AJ.
What's going on, Devon? It's funny you mentioned Tobias because I saw him early this morning around 5:15 when I was taking out the garbage. He is absolute trash. 2 for 15.
I was about to say, wasn't he in Los Angeles?
2 for 15 from three. He couldn't even shoot the three-point ball. You want guys that raise their level of play, a la Jimmy Butler when the playoffs come. He can average 18, 19, 20 during the season. It doesn't matter, but he can get you 30. But we have to be serious. We got to go after all the free agents unrestricted that are available. Whether we, you know, listen, if we can't get Clay, we can't get Clay, but we can get our guy from Charlotte.
How you going to do that if you give Jimmy Butler money? You can't fit both.
The owner has said he will pay the luxury tax.
Yeah, but the luxury tax is when you pay your guys that type of money. You still have to have space to go out and get the other player.
Well, you know who else I like that's cheap aside from the guys that you mentioned? I don't think anyone's brought up.
Who?
Derrick Rose shot 40% from three, averaging 18.5 points. I understand he might be injury prone, but I think he might have turned the corner. That's someone we can pick up and add to our roster.
I would be interested in that.
Yeah, but listen, I don't. And what is? Can we stop with the with the Ben Simmons bringing up the ball. It doesn't work in the playoffs. We cannot play one way in the regular season and then one way in the playoffs. Let's play the same way going through so we can have some consistency, because Ben Simmons can't handle the ball in the playoffs. We know that. It's not going to work. Why do you want him bringing up the ball and playing point guard during the season? Yeah, he can dominate guys during the season, but when the playoffs come, he can't do that.
Well, what do most point guards do, AJ, in the league anyway? They bring the ball up and they hand it off to somebody and they motion around the perimeter, come back and maybe meet the ball back at the top or something like that. Mm-hmm. So not very often that point guard is now point guard. They, you know what I'm saying?
No, but they got to shoot the three. For some reason, during the regular season, they have Embiid up front playing up top, and they have Simmons down low. It doesn't work. I mean, but the bottom line is, please do not re-sign Tobias, because I will jump off the Comcast building if that happens. That's all I got.
Well, man, listen, hopefully you don't have to do that, but they might give him some money, so be prepared
for that. That's a huge loss.
It would be a very huge loss. AJ is in Center City. It's not good. It's like John Wick. Like, did I tell anybody I saw John Wick? Oh, okay, cool. 610-632-0975. Brian didn't like that because you didn't see it yet. You want to see John Wick? I know. Boban fighting Keanu Reeves. I'm not spoiling it. Everybody knows he's in the movie by now. Let's go back to the phones. TJ in the Northeast. Exit interviewing Tobias Harris and the rest of the guys. What's up, TJ?
Hey, man, I want to be nice, but I can't, man. I love your show. I like you, but I can't be nice. I want to. Boban's the first one I got to go. Like, I'm going to help pack his bags. That dude's out of here. Because nobody's addressing anybody else that you mentioned. So I'm going to address them first.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And it's so quick. That's why I'm going to address them first. Boban got to go.
Okay.
And it's who cares. He was good, but if you paid attention to his career, he's a journeyman. So
yes.
Journey on to another team. Simmons, I only know Ben, so how about that?
That answers that question, yeah.
Mike Scott, yes. We absolutely need Mike Scott as the sixth man. I want Mike as the sixth man.
How much are you willing to pay him? What's too much?
I said,
let's just say his starting point is $5 million. Are you willing to give $315, $317, something like that?
Yeah.
$318, 6 years, $6 million a year?
Mike stepped his game. I'm willing to.
Okay.
Whatever's the low, I'm willing to give him.
All right.
I'm willing to give Mike that. And last but not least, who nobody ever mentions, TJ McConnell. We need him back.
We talked about him on Wednesday. And people were willing to let him go now.
You know why we need TJ back? That dude, during the playoffs, did absolutely nothing but disrupt everybody. He ran around the court like he was like high off of Ritalin. And this dude bounced off of every player. People couldn't get shots when he was on.
He didn't play a lot.
Right, but when he was on, he was that difference.
Oh, yeah, you know he's always going to give effort. You know he's going to come out there and compete. That's who he is.
That's why we need Mike Scott. That's why we need TJ.
All right.
We do need Tobias based on Jimmy. We need that core. We need all five. We need JJ. We need Jimmy. We need Tobias. Get rid of everybody else. Scrounge up what you can to get any other free agents. That's my take. We need those seven players.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. Couple things real fast on Twitter before we get to Sean, Drew, Dominic. Couple open lines for the first time. 610-632-0975. Elbows, Shaferi. That would be John. I mean, that would be Brian in Plymouth Meeting. Called in a little bit earlier. Checked in and says, Chick-fil-A sauce. It's Thousand Island dressing. At McDonald's in France, they call it La Sauce Special. So, there you go. So, Thousand Island dressing in that little cup that they give you, I'm not eating that. I'm just not. So, Brian, you and your Michael Jordan of sauces, you too, Joe Torti, liking that stuff, I'm out. I don't want Thousand Island dressing on my sandwich. Wise A Mofo. I can't stand saying this, but I'll take Malcolm Brogdon over Tobias Harris, who I really like, for the Sixers. money's lower. You figure the money is lower. You know he's going to defend. And he will hit an outside shot. He's more than a capable three-point. She's not a knockdown guy like Tobias Harris. But, oh, you see, people coming in on Malcolm. Malcolm. Then I can actually wear my Malcolm Brogdon jersey. 610-632-0975 as we, again, exit interview Tobias Harris, Mike Scott, Boban Marjanovic, James Ennis, and Jonathan Simmons. Are you bringing these guys back? And specifically with Tobias, if you're bringing him back, how much are you willing to bring him back? Or what kind of deal? That's the question. Joe Torti is coming up next at 9. And the Jimmy Butler post on Instagram last night to Philly and my teammates. Thank you. With all caps and the thank you and the two hearts, people are losing their mind saying Jimmy Butler is now saying that he's leaving. I did not take it that way. If he was leaving, he was leaving. He just did what he was supposed to do by saying thank you. Joe Torti coming up next. We share the 9 o'clock hour right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.